T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A favorite Niagara County attraction is not canceled this year. Sunflowers of Sanborn on Saunders Settlement Road is reopening for the season tomorrow. Louise Brockman joining me live this morning. Louise, was your farm ever in danger of not opening?
Well, we were hoping that everything was going to work out this season. We really know that people depend on coming out to our farm to get away from everyday life and to take their loved ones out that may not be able to get out to other spots, just to be in the fresh air. And we were really hoping that we would be able to do this year and kind of give people that eye-opening of, you know, there is life beyond COVID. There are things to do out there, and it's just something refreshing for people to come out and sit and relax.
Did you have to do anything special to make sure that you could open?
This year, yes, we did follow all the COVID guidelines. We signed up to reopen this year as per the COVID rules. We have several hand-washing stations throughout our facility already, but we are installing hand sanitizers on all of our booths. We are also doing the social distancing of 6 foot away through our food lines. We are asking that everyone do wear masks when they come out, just for the safety of everyone around them. And thank God that we are on 85 acres of land and we are open. You know, we're outside with the brush of fresh air, so that is one thing in our favor.
Now, what kind of reaction are you getting since you announced that you're opening?
People are very, very happy. This is their little time away, their special spot, like I say, where they can bring their loved ones out who could be going through some difficulties, and they are just thrilled. They, after everybody being cooped up all season long, they're just going, yes, this is what we've been waiting for, and we are hoping to accommodate everybody this year. We're going to try our best to do everything we're supposed to, and, you know, we have a great group of people that always comes out there, and we love seeing everybody every year, so I think it's going to be a good year.
How many have you had in the past? Have you been able to count your crowds, and do you have any capacity limits this year?
Well, like I said, we are on 85 acres. I believe that allows us to have like 1,011 people per acre, if we would figure that out, per 6 foot rule. So we do have enough room. We have scaled back all our events for this year. All our children's events we have canceled. Our craft show, instead of having one big day, we've scaled that way back to just maybe 2 weekends, I believe. We're going to have of like 10 to 15 crafters. And our food trucks also, we've scaled that back to having 2 every weekend instead of 1 weekend. So we're trying to scale things way back so that we can hopefully accommodate everybody. And I guess we'll see how it goes from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the sunflowers that are the draw there, but like you mentioned, you know, the crafts, the food trucks. So it sounds like scaled back, but it is still moving forward.
It's still moving forward, yes. We planted all our sunflowers are 6 foot apart. We planted we gave them extra spaces this year for our U-pick section. We had all this in mind when we did everything, so Everything should be, we should be good.
You know, it's been a hot summer so far. What does it mean for the sunflowers? What kind of a crop is it this year?
It's been a very trying year for all farmers. You know, like I say, besides the sunflowers here, we grow corn and we grow soybeans. And for any kind of farmer out, it was a struggle all the way around for all of us this year. With no rain, the crops suffered. Our sunflowers were behind. When we finally did get some rain, they didn't know what to do. Some are short, some are tall. They're all over the board this year, but we do have a beautiful crop of them. We have been fortunate to hit that last two rains, and they've done very well, thanking the good Lord for that. So not a stellar season, but they're doing okay.
When is the peak time for sunflowers?
There again, that's all weather related. I'm going to say this year, probably the third week in August is going to be peak time. They are blooming as we speak. They love the warm weather during the day, and they love the cool nights. So I'm going to say around the third week of August is going to be peak.
All right, and what are the hours?
Our hours are going to be 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. We will be open every day, including Labor Day. It is free to get in. A lot of people ask about bringing their pets, and we do have water bowls for the pets. You can bring them as long as they are on a leash. They're up to date on their shots, and that you clean up after them, and, you know, just that they're a good pet that they get along with everybody else.
You know, in a year without a lot of social interactions and without concerts and other attractions, it's great to hear that you're open.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, we've been very blessed to go forward with this, and like I say, we're just lucky that we're outside, and that helps a lot to keep the social distancing, and hopefully everything turns out all right.
All right, Louise Brockman from the Sunflowers of Sanborn, opening tomorrow on Saunders Settlement Road.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.